This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money. I'm talking about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. We're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions and comments, 989-AAA-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. What's up, Amanda?
Oh, not too much. What's up with you, Craig?
The weather is getting better. And
is it?
Yeah.
it's always the same here.
I'm trying to ignore the roller coaster of news. We have good news, bad news, good news. Markets up, down, up, down. Just,
Oh, I stopped paying attention about a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can only control what you can control, right? And the news isn't one of those things, so.
Absolutely. I do watch CNBC, but I do not watch cable news. I just can't. It's just, or a network, or anything, actually.
Hmm.
I've been doing a lot of YouTube watching, so.
Well, you know what's interesting? So I've had a couple of doctor's appointments in the last couple of weeks since this started, and they've all been telehealth appointments, which I think is great. I hope we keep that forever.
So I've never tried it. You like that?
Yeah, I do, because I don't have to get in my car and drive anywhere. You're less likely to, because they only schedule you for half hour slots.
Okay.
You're not going to sit in a waiting room for hours waiting on a doctor.
I hate that.
They actually have to manage to their schedule now.
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So they have to stay on time.
They have to stay on time. I mean, I waited 10 minutes or so for one doctor, but it's still better than sitting and waiting and waiting. And while you're waiting, you could be doing other things, while you're waiting for them to come into the, room.
The chat room. So let me ask a question, see if it's not too personal, but I mean, HIPAA and all. I mean, you're a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So how do they do the pulse and the BP and all that crap that they always do?
Yeah, so they're not doing that. So these were not like serious. They're more like, follow-up appointments. But obviously if you're not feeling well and you need an examination, that's difficult to do over the...
So all that stuff that they've been doing all these years was crap all along. A filler.
Well, I think it's to keep track, right? Like if you see a doctor once a year, it's probably good to just get a baseline.
I mean, blood pressure is something everybody should keep an eye on as they get older. No one checks that. So
I heard that your local fire station will check your blood pressure.
Yes. Now that I'm retired, I encourage everybody to go by their local firehouse. I've done so many of those in my career.
Yeah.
That's what the rookie does. Rookie. Right. Blood pressure.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up on this podcast?
So we've got a couple of social media questions. Then we're going to talk about what to do if you or your friend have been laid off. Mm. And then our savvy savings segment today is saving when you are paycheck to paycheck.
We got a lot of good tips coming up on this podcast. Hey, I got something really quick. I want to talk about this in the next podcast.
Okay.
It's about buying a car. Okay. Have you been following this in the news about the glut in vehicles out there?
No, again, I have not been watching the news.
Okay. I was prompted by this with a friend on Facebook who lives in Los Angeles, and he apparently has a lease car. Okay. Stupid fireman with a lease car. I don't know why he has a lease. That's a whole nother option, but they will not allow him to bring it back.
Oh, I did see that article. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And he posted KTLA. Well, so
let's be careful here. They're encouraging him not to bring it back, I'm sure, because otherwise they would be in breach of their contract. Just like you can't just on your own choose not to bring it back. They can't unilaterally decide that you aren't bringing it back.
Well, according to the KTLA thing that he posted on Facebook, and I watched it. Mm-hmm. They were a little bit more forceful about telling people not to bring them, and they told them to continue their payments. So they were actually having to give consumer advice to people to do what you just said. You go back and say, no, you are taking it back. And apparently it is a problem with some of these dealers.
So,
yeah. So make sure you're tracking all your communications with the dealer in writing. Then you're going to want to keep track of all of your expenses, insurance, any registration costs.
Yeah.
If you're making the payments, keep very tight records on that so that when you go and file a breach of contract claim with them, those are all damages that you can get.
But the big reason I wanted to bring this topic up real quick for next week is used car prices, because we always buy used.
That's right.
Used cars.
Especially those that are coming right off of a lease.
Absolutely. And there's a ton of them coming off lease right now. There's no place to store these cars, apparently. So because of supply and demand, what happens, Amanda? Prices go down.
They need to move these off the lot so they can store more cars.
So used car prices are plummeting. There's an average of 11% isn't really a plummet. As I've read some news today, is on average nationwide, 11% on average sale price below. So you do have some equity in these used cars. Someone else took the hit on the equity. When it came off lot, the first 2 years, we say 40 to 60% of the value drops in the first few years. If you are in the market for a car or a vehicle of any kind, you may want to consider looking around, because between now and July is what they're saying is going to be the best time to buy a vehicle, used vehicle. I don't want to encourage people to buy new cars. I don't care about 0%. I don't care how great the deal is. The value of that vehicle is still going to drop. So we really are pushing people to do used. Anyway, I want to talk about that more next week. I'm going to do more research on it, but a little teaser for the next episode.
Okay. All right.
Social media question number one. We got two of them today. A firefighter has a mother, age 73, on a fixed income and owes $139,000 on her mortgage.
Okay.
She will be receiving an inheritance of about $350,000. $170,000 of that is in a savings account and the rest is in investments. Should she pay off her mortgage or keep it for a rainy day fund? Which we call emergency fund. But
so she's 73. She should, in my opinion, you should pay off that mortgage ASAP. And then the other concern I have here is that so much money is in savings. That's basically throwing away in the garbage a whole bunch of money, because you're not making money in savings accounts nowadays.
No.
Even at $170,000 at the going rate today of our choice online providers running at 1.55%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking maybe a couple thousand dollars a year.
Right. And she's on fixed income. That actually could make a difference for her.
Right. Yeah.
That's groceries.
Put it into, you know, a IRA. Yeah. You could be making, well, if you'd put it in even a couple of weeks ago, you would have made some fair money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Last week with Microsoft and Facebook having better than expected earnings that came out last Thursday. Wednesday. I'm sorry. Technology's been on a run. Technology is what's making the stock market where it is. So don't get fooled by what's going on, everybody. Stock market keeps going up. But if you really look at who's doing that, it's a small subset of stocks. So, but yeah, she could, I totally agree. Pay off that mortgage, be debt free.
Yeah. And get rid of that monthly payment, you know,
absolutely. Like
that's gotta be one less thing to worry about each month while you're on that fixed income.
So what would she have left to pay for? Food, utilities,
and probably medications
and her Netflix account.
Yeah, I'm just assuming
Yeah. I'm sure she's enjoying her Netflix and internet. But that would be a huge thing on somebody on a fixed income to not have a mortgage. So, all right. Social media question number two. We have a flight attendant, age 66. She wants to move her $900,000 into an interest generating savings account.
Oh, so no.
I'm not done, man. At least give the respect of the question.
Okay.
So she was... Hold on, now I got to calm down. Okay. She wants to move her $900,000 in interest-generating savings accounts so she can live off the interest. Her friend was told by Raymond James, which is one of those financial advisor companies, she can do this with her million-dollar account and generate $50,000 to $60,000 a year. What are your thoughts? She says she doesn't want to work anymore but wants income. Well, I think that's... all of us, Amanda. I mean, duh. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thought is, How are they doing the math?
Yeah.
What savings account is paying that percentage of interest right now? I don't know. I don't know what percentage. What is that, Craig?
Like that's 5 to 6%.
5 and 6%. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We haven't seen those interest rates on savings accounts since what, the '80s?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. You know, I've heard of a military recruiters saying crazy things too, to get you to sign too. So,
yeah. So, I mean, I just did some quick math here and I obviously not using compounded interest or anything, just a simple calculator. So it's rough, but it's in the same ballpark. It's going to be less than $15,000 a year. So you're talking a little over $1,000 a month. Is that right? What this millionaire is planning to live on? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And interest bearing savings accounts, even the ones at the online institutions that have the higher percentage interest rates, are not your money making accounts. I mean, my heart practically stopped when someone says they want to move $900,000 into an interest savings account. You're throwing money into an incinerator and then tossing gasoline and a match in there. Yeah. You're losing so much money due to inflation and the opportunity cost of not having your money into an investment account that could be generating 8 to 12% a year instead of 1.55%.
Right. And
inflation's what, around 4%? So you're losing.
It's going to be high here soon. That's predicted that inflation's going to go way up. Right now, it's low. But
well, it's going to, because
up.
Everything's going to start costing more, because everything's going to take longer to produce and to get to market because of all these new social distancing restrictions that are going to impact everything from manufacturing to supply and to distribution. Yeah.
You go to Raymond James or Edward Jones or all these different guys' names out there, they're going to charge you to do whatever they're telling you. And there's always a disclaimer with whatever thing that they do, right? They're not guaranteeing you anything. The only way they're going to guarantee you something is if you sign the annuity contract. And that we definitely don't want to do.
So my guess here is that her friend was confused, and the $50,000 to $60,000 a year is not coming from interest from a savings account. It's probably coming from an investment account, in which case that return is really low, but it's probably in line with what Raymond James is giving returns on their investment accounts.
And when I talked to this flight attendant, I said, if you look at the target date fund for 2020 or 2025, it does produce 5 to 6%, which would be 50 to 60. Mm-hmm. If she would simply just keep it in the 401k, move it over into the Vanguard target date fund for 2020 or 2025, it would produce that same amount, right? And the fee for the Vanguard target date fund is 0.01%. Not the Raymond James, I don't know what it is. I can assume it's 1% or higher. That's what typically a lot of those companies charge.
So I just went online and looked up Raymond James, and for their savings accounts in that dollar range, mm-hmm. $500,000 up to one penny shy of $1 million, the interest rate is 0.01%.
Hey, I think my local bank generates more than that.
Yeah.
When I showed her the charts of performance for target date, just one option, there's many other options. Target date funds, when they're low year, 2020, they've already adjusted to bonds and stocks to give you a little more protection. But you need that exposure to the stock market to generate some more income. That's where you get that 5 to 6%. So anyway, I'm not advising you. I would be super cautious about what any advisor that makes money off of selling you products.
So math again, Craig.
Yes.
On $900,000, that's $90 a year.
Yes.
90.
In the money, baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to talk to the proper financial advisor, we always recommend the fee-only advisors, not Raymond James, not Edward Jones. These guys make a lot of money off of advising you to buy certain products that they get kickbacks on. That is fact.
So, and they call it their wealth management division, usually. Yeah. If you see wealth management, you're going to want to be very leery and look for those fee-only advisors. Yeah.
And by the way, Vanguard has their own division that does the same thing, but they charge only 0.3%, and they will give you Vanguard funds, which only charge 0.01%. So if you really want to have, I do recommend them, Amanda.
Yeah. Well, then you're only paying $90 a year in fees.
Right. Right. You're not getting swamped. And Vanguard is just selling you their funds that don't charge anything. So it's a flat fee, 0.3%. And they do a consultation just like your medical thing over a video conference. And they find out what you want. They give you a plan. You sign it. And they manage it for you. And it's extremely. Schwab does the same exact thing. They do a 0.3% as well. I personally would hope people stay away from these other neighborhood companies that are willing to charge you a lot of money for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the final piece of advice I would say is don't believe everything your friend says unless your friend is an expert in that particular area.
On that note, moving on, let's talk about
our topic.
What to do if you've been laid off or paused or furloughed paused. Or whatever we want to call this. I think we've talked about this several ways. But I just want to quickly review this again. I still think things are going to go downhill here in the next few months. I know we've gotten some great news about remdesivir and testing, but there's still the reality that we don't have a vaccine or anything, and economy's still going down, okay? If it wasn't for the Fed, we'd be in a world of hurt right now. So let's just quickly go through this, Amanda. Just how many steps do I have? 7 steps of things you should do if you've been laid off, furloughed, or paused. Number one, file for unemployment, Amanda. I think that's pretty obvious. The difference between now and 10 years ago when we had the Great Recession, which was pretty much done by the banks and bad mortgages, and is that now you don't have to go to an office to apply for unemployment, which makes it a little more private because it's embarrassing for a lot of people if you're out there standing in line. I don't know if you remember those views and on the news, it shows those long lines of people just.
Yeah, we still have that here in Florida because the website is basically non-existent.
Oh, no.
So they actually had to do paper forms for most of them, and they've only processed 2% of the applications.
That is awful.
Yeah.
We're going to actually talk about that here in a second. But most of them you can do online. And on our website, if you just go and we have a search bar at the top that works really well, Amanda, compared to the last website I had that when I did the recent refresh. The search is amazing. If you just type in unemployment, an article will come up, and I have links to every state's unemployment office if you can't find it. What's happening, as I heard on the news today, is there are a lot of scams out there of people making duplicate websites for both that IRS stimulus checker.
Yeah.
So people are actually clicking a fake website and giving up their social security number, their date of birth, and it's not the real website. And the same thing's happening with the unemployment websites as well.
I'm sure.
You just got to be careful. If you want to go to our website, we have the legit links to all that stuff. If you search for IRS, you'll get your stimulus checker. That link is official. Or if you type in unemployment, so you can either get the state unemployment, and also you might get that $600 a week from the feds.
Yeah, and that's what I just saw today here in Florida, that all of the people who had, I think there was 260 million who claims that had been denied, they should go ahead and reapply now, because now they're ready to actually start looking at who's eligible for federal.
Yeah.
It only took like 6 weeks, but.
And Maryland just started doing the 600 last Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
And apparently they issue it through a debit card. So it was retroactive going back 2 additional weeks. So I think the people were getting like $1,800 in one shot, because it did go back to, it's just the states were not ready.
Yeah.
Step number 2, create a budget, Amanda. I think you've talked about that a million times here.
I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I know. Have we ever talked about budgets here? So we want, again, cut out all unnecessary spending immediately. Do your shopping at Aldi, Lidl, Walmart for your groceries. Big thing that we've found in our coaching is all those little subscription charges.
Yes.
Those can add up literally hundreds of dollars a month. You'd be shocked.
Absolutely.
Especially if you have kids.
There's so many different subscriptions nowadays. Like you have, maybe you have a BarkBox for your dog. I was doing that for Roscoe for a while. And then I realized he's not really going through toys that quickly. Maybe you have, you know, I see all these things for like Stitch Fix. Maybe you have a weekly box that's a curated collection of clothing, or the curated boxes of makeup once a month. There's all sorts of subscriptions out there that just get charged automatically to your credit card that you just don't think about. And then not just the monthly ones, the annual ones. You know, do you have an annual subscription to something that you're going to have to renew? Amazon Prime is annual. Are you accounting for that cost every month? There's other examples as well, but those are the ones that come to mind today.
If you have kids that play video games, double check and see what they're charging, either from Steam. They know what that is. You may not know what it is, but they know what Steam is. Fortnite has a lot of microcharges. A lot of these video games make tons of money off of microcharge add-ons within the games. So be very, very careful with all those microcharges. They will add up. It's big dollars, especially Fortnite, how much they've made off of a free game.
Yeah.
How many times have we talked about something for free that costs you a lot of money?
Yes. And then be careful with all these things that you're doing free trials for right now, because those trials come to an end and then they charge your credit card on file.
Yes. Pay minimums on your debt. Minimums only. And then we take all of our extra money and we, what do you say? Stash your cash. Stash your cash. Stockpile all your money, emergency fund, into a savings account, preferably online, that is not easily accessible, as Amanda has explained several times.
Right.
When you've been laid off or furloughed or paused, you need to ensure that your health insurance remains intact while you're away. A lot of employers are allowing you to keep it going. Either they're covering the cost or you have to mail in a check. Or some arrangement. You really need to check what the details are on that. Usually they're sending out an email what the process is. Make sure you follow it. The last thing that you need, Amanda, is some medical situation to come about. You don't have the insurance. Medical charges have been one of the most common ways of destroying your finances in your lifetime.
Yeah.
All it takes is one
insane.
Shot.
And you know, it's just so criminal how much these medical facilities charge as their retail rate, and because they know the insurance companies are discounting them down. But if you don't have insurance, you're not getting that discounted price.
And in one shot could destroy your future if you don't have that insurance. Please just
I'll give you an example. Like everyone knows I had an emergency appendectomy last month, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The hospital charge alone, so not even all the doctors and anesthesiologists, they charged $67,000 to the insurance.
It ended up
being settled for $7,000, you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, that's insane to me.
That, for an appendectomy, which is routine.
Yeah, and that's just the hospital charge.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Contact your lenders if you need to. Be very careful about this, Amanda. I'm not telling you. I'm telling everybody else. But there's a lot
of really
people
have lenders.
have been confused on this mortgage thing. They're thinking, I'm just going to call my mortgage and have it deferred or whatever you want to call it. They're not realizing after a couple months, you need to pay up those previous 3 months.
Yeah, most of the lenders are doing what's called a forbearance instead of a deferment. So that all that means is that you don't have to pay during these 3 months, but all three of these monthly payments will come due all at once with month four.
And apparently that's with some credit cards as well.
I don't see it as a win-win, but it's buying you some time.
Yeah, apparently a lot of these lenders are doing that. You need to be sure what you're doing. If you don't need to do it, don't do anything. If you can afford your minimum payments, make the payments. We've said that over and over again, but I see a lot of people on Facebook, Amanda, I'm just going to call my mortgage company. I'm like, I don't think you realize what's going to happen here come July.
Yeah.
Come July, you're going to get
some foreclosure start.
Yeah. And actually, I'm starting to see a lot of news articles about people can't pay their credit cards now. So I think it's starting. It's ramping up. I think it's going to get really ugly this summer. Get all of your paperwork together. Make sure you got your paychecks still direct deposit. Did you get all the money that you've been owed? Some companies, including the one I'm with, is allowing me to use my PTO to spread out during the furlough. So I didn't have a lot of PTO available with my one employer, but I'm using 10 hours per week, and that's going to actually get me up to July. It's not a lot of money, but there's some money trickling in. I don't need it, but Yeah, I just spread it out till July. So I thought that was pretty good. And that can also be used to pay for your medical insurance or any other benefits that you had as well.
The other thing I would say is make sure you're getting any outstanding reimbursements paid as well. So if you've submitted receipts or you need to submit receipts yet for reimbursement for like company approved travel, you know, if you're delinquent on that, make sure you're submitting that to get that paid as well.
Yeah. And also there's an official document that you're going to need back to step one of unemployment that says you've been furloughed or paused or whatever the company wants to call it. My company wants to call it a pause, even though it's furloughed. It's a pause. I still need that document to hand to the state of Maryland so I can apply for unemployment. You have to prove it. Mm-hmm. So here's something that I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking for reasons we already stated. Update your resume. Get that sucker all cleaned up, ready to go. Take charge of your life and start looking for a possible new career or job change. There are people hiring right now, Amanda. In the corporate world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Especially technology. There are companies that are growing and there are brand new companies that are starting as a result of the coronavirus. You want to get out there, get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, to me, is probably one of the most underrated social networks out there and, you know, in existence. I mean, I know Microsoft owns it now, but they've made a lot of changes to it. I wish they would get the live streaming part ramped up and opened up. But other than that, if you want to build up a brand, you want to build up your self-promotion, that is the place to do it. And you can get a lot of eyeballs on you really quick. Get your resume up, get everything cleaned up on your LinkedIn profile, then start posting a daily blog. They have a place you can just keep posting article after article. Make little videos that you can post about what's like, you know, being at home, things you're working on, and give tips from your own expertise that could help someone else. Trust me, there's a lot of companies that are watching for that stuff, and they may contact you and offer you jobs. Never know what will happen. It's not going to happen on Facebook. I can guarantee you that.
No. Yeah.
LinkedIn is a great place.
It's not very likely. Yeah.
No, not likely. There's that lawyer in you.
it's like a reflex. I can't even help it.
On the flip side of that, tip number 7, look for available work. I know people want to get this unemployment. Here's something I'm hearing, Amanda. Have you heard about this? There are people that are ready to ramp back up and open their businesses, but they can't get their people to come back to work. You know why?
Right.
They're making so much more money
on unemployment. Yeah. So what does that tell you? It tells you this country has a problem with minimum wage being too low.
There's that too. But people are making more staying at home and they don't want to come back to work.
Right.
I look at that. If you're an aggressive type A person, like kind of like Amanda and I, we love working. We're always looking for the next opportunity. I would take advantage of that. Yes, you can make more sitting on the couch watching Netflix, but you could step in and take advantage of this hole in the market by getting on LinkedIn and getting out there and trying to find yourself a possible new career. You just don't know what's available out there until you try. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of the federal money and sitting at home through July. If I were you, I'd get out there and replace that person.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. And I have seen people on LinkedIn that are actually doing that. I've heard of other influencers that are pushing people to do that. Gary Vaynerchuk is doing that. I mean, I'm a firm believer. I've told young people to do that. They're depressed. It's like, I'm 24 and I can't. I'm like, now's the time to get out there and do it.
That's right. So, yep, absolutely. You've got a little tiny safety net for right now.
Anyway, so there's 7 things for people to think about right now since you're sitting at home and listening to a podcast while you're working out or taking a walk. Or how about we take a break, Amanda?
Yeah.
And we're going to get to your savvy savings. What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about how to save when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Awesome. We'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
This podcast is sponsored by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified, licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or a first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with the perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rock on the Money. Don't forget, we're looking for winners in July. Whoop! Yeah. We're looking for winners in May, Amanda.
May. Well, we'll be looking for them in July.
In July too.
But well, first we need to get through May and June.
989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Ask us any question. If you have a comment on anything we've talked about, please record it and we'll play it on the show. We'd love to hear from you guys. By the way, everybody, I don't know if you've noticed, we've been posting best ofs. What do we call it? The best ofs of Savvy Savings?
I think we're just calling them Savvy Savings.
Yes. And we have so many new listeners that I've been going back and getting the original Savvy Savings and reposting them as separate episodes because Amanda does a great job with this and I like to highlight it. And it's great information. It's nice little short episodes between our two full episodes we do every Monday and Thursday. So I'm filling up the other days. In looking at the listeners' numbers, Amanda, people seem to like having something every day. So, I think that's pretty cool. So
yeah, and I think we've got 5 Savvy Savings segments posted at this point.
Yeah, we're up to 5. The one you just did last week was amazing. You and your $5 bills and the buckets, and you gotta go list that, guys. Anyway, okay. What's up with today?
So today we're talking about when you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you save money? So, you know, it's that feeling that you get paid and then all of a sudden it feels like you hadn't been paid at all, right? Because where did your check go? One minute there's money in your account, the next minute you pay your bills, your rent, your student loans, the minimum on your credit cards, your car payment, and then you buy your groceries and poof, it's all gone.
It's gone.
So, you're living paycheck to paycheck is a struggle, and it's a real struggle. You often come out on the other side with very little to show for it, especially if you don't have that budget put in place. So what do you do then? Well, the first tip here is don't spend your tax refund. And some people have already gotten theirs for this year. And, you know, what's done is done. You can only plan better for next year. But a lot of people like getting tax refunds at the end of the year because they consider it a forced savings. But that's really a cop out, right, Craig?
It is. It's awful. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah. You're not earning any interest on it, but you're giving the government an interest-free loan. So do you really have so little willpower that you can't save money without bringing the government into the relationship? I mean, come on, you can do better than that.
I mean, they're already sending you other checks right now. Do you really need to use this one, the refund?
Yeah. So this year, you know, when you get your refund, if you haven't gotten it already, especially with now the extended filing deadline, don't spend it. Instead, save it. And then you should also go speak with your HR department and adjust your tax withholdings. That's your W-4 form. So it'll help determine how much tax is taken out. Mm-hmm. So that the money is spread out over the year and then added into your paycheck rather than being withheld for a big refund. And then again, it'll be easier to save each month when you're getting a little bit more in each paycheck, and it's less tempting to make bad spending choices with your newfound bounty.
You mean I'm going to have more money in my paycheck, Amanda?
You would have more money in each paycheck, which will then help with your monthly budgeting.
So what's your opinion? What do most people do with their tax refund when they do get it?
I think most people blow it on something special.
When it should have been in their monthly budget, like you said.
That's right. So what's your experience with that, Craig? Do you have any stories from growing up? Did your parents get tax refunds?
You know what? My parents really never talked to me much about money. I had to pretty much learn about it on my own. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's a generational thing or what, but I mean.
I know when we got our tax, my parents got their tax refund when I was growing up because we got to go and get like one new outfit at Walmart. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was our big special splurge. I think we got a VCR one year with a tax refund. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Mm. Then we didn't have to rent the VCR with the videos when we rented them.
VCR.
Yes. All right. So number two, pick up a side hustle. If you've got extra time after work or over the weekends, consider using it to work some short-term side gigs. Mm. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there, like Craig was saying earlier, who would pay top dollar for your skills, like writing their website copy. If you have writing skills, you could manage social media, babysitting, paint a room, plant a garden for others, or doing other odd jobs. Not only will this help you convert your time into money, you'll also save the money you might have otherwise spent going out. And we have also a number of other side hustle suggestions if you go back and look in episode 13.
13? That was a long time ago.
That was eons ago.
There are a lot of people making good, I mean, thousands of dollars writing mm-hmm. articles for websites or managing social media by advertising their skills over on Fiverr.
Fiverr.com. All sorts of places you can look for short gigs.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, get rid of store credit cards. Oh, this is my biggest pet peeve. Mm. In addition to just regular, you know, American Express, Discover, MasterCard credit cards, the store credit cards are just so awful. You should have one or two credit cards, if that. Again, if you're going through the baby steps, you should be cutting them up and having zero credit cards. But if you are past that and you're in good financial health, then, you know, you can have one or two credit cards, and neither of them should be store credit cards. They offer you little value once you've already taken advantage of the upfront incentive. You know, my big rule here is, you know, don't finance your underwear. When Victoria's Secret personnel are coming around the store and saying, would you like to sign up for our secret credit card and get 10% off today? The answer is a resounding no.
But Amanda, I have a Kohl's card and I need Kohl's cash.
Yeah, they get you with that all the time. Really? That Kohl's cash is a big scam.
There are a lot of people listening right now.
It's only valid for like 2 or 3 weeks after that first purchase, and it's intended to get to make a boomerang effect to have you back in the store within 2 or 3 weeks spending your money again.
It works really well too. Wow, yes. People love that Kohl's cash. Anyway,
they love that Kohl's cash. Number four. Marie Kondo, the subscription services you don't use. Do you remember the whole Kondo fad?
No.
Was it a year or two ago?
No.
So Marie Kondo, there's a Netflix series. So if you guys are running out of Netflix ideas, search for Marie Kondo. And she's got a whole system on simplifying your life and bringing more joy into what's in your home. She's an organizational expert. So on average, Americans spend $237 a month on subscription services, Craig.
Wow.
Yeah. So we talked about this a little earlier in the program, but $237 a month on subscription services. That can range from the music streaming, beauty boxes, meal packs. I know, what was it? Hello Kitchen or Hello Fresh?
Oh, Hello Fresh. Yeah.
Hello Fresh. They had a huge uptick in their subscriptions recently because everyone's looking for meal deliveries. Dating apps. You have a monthly subscription to your dating app. Cloud storage. You know, there's monthly subscriptions to all sorts of cloud storage for your photographs. Tidy up virtually by cutting back on streaming services that you're not taking advantage. So, you know, think about Spotify, Apple Music, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. Mm. You can't possibly be using all of them at once, right?
No.
No. So look for places where you can cut small charges, like $10 at a time that would add up while you're not looking. Hey, an extra $10 into your emergency fund makes a big difference.
You know what I realize I've been paying for the last, I'm not going to be working for a couple months, is my Sirius XM in my car.
Yeah.
I'm never driving my car. It's like 30 some dollars a month.
Oh, you need to get, first of all, you need to call and negotiate that. One. And two, I don't know if you know this, Craig, but now they have a way for you can actually listen in your home. We just stream it through the app on the phone through our like Bluetooth speakers.
No, I do pay extra for the internet, but right now I believe it's free during the COVID-19.
Yeah.
I think they're giving it away for free, the internet portion. But no, I just went to the post office. I realized, why am I paying for this? I never listened to it. So
yeah, that's a good one to cut out. All right, number five, sell your stuff. Not only does having a bunch of stuff that you don't need decrease your joy in your home, it's not helping your financial situation either. So you can take charge. We dedicated an entire episode to showing you step-by-step how to make money using eBay. That was episode 37.
Yes, and it
works. Episode 37. And Craig gave an update on our last episode. You want to recap that, Craig?
Well, hopefully in the next episode, 43, I'll give you a new dollar amount. I'm hoping to hit 1,000 in 2 weeks. So,
well, you did what, 487 in the first week?
Just shy of $500 cleared. And I posted a screenshot right on Facebook group. I'm not making this up, guys. I mean, I'm... And you can go to my store and look at it, see what I'm selling. It's a lot of stuff. I don't know why I have it, but I'm selling it. I guarantee everybody out there has something to sell. And once people ignored us about this whole thing, Amanda, the eBay thing, until I posted that I'm doing it. And when I post, I make $500. All of a sudden, now everybody jumps like, oh.
So yeah, now they're looking around their house with a little bit more discernment.
I have to be an example. I'm trying to prove to people, I don't want to hear you don't have money. I don't want to hear it.
That's because you're tired of me calling you a hypocrite.
Yes. See, this time you can't. You can't get me on this one.
Nope. Anyway. You're leading the charge.
I want everybody to make at least $100 a month. That's $400 a month. Well, $100 a week and then have $400 a month. That could change a lot of people's lives. $400. Yes. Anyway.
So again, that's episode 37. If you want to go back and listen to the step-by-step on making money on eBay. Number six, be a strategic shopper. So there's absolutely no reason to pay full price. I don't pay full price. There are people and websites who have made names for themselves tracking every coupon, sale, or discount code and then making that information available to the public. Find them and follow them. We talked a while ago, it was one of our earlier episodes, about the add-on to your Google browser or whatever browser. It's a browser add-on called Honey.
Yep.
And if you're shopping online, make sure you're using your browser with that add-on. You just click on the little Honey button when you're in the checkout, and it will scan and scour the entire internet for active coupon codes. And then it'll apply the best savings. You might only save a couple of dollars, but it's better than nothing.
Yep.
And like I said, Craig, you need to call SiriusXM and tell them that you're canceling your policy or negotiate it down.
I only had it for listening to CNBC in my car when I'm going back and forth to the airport. And I used to listen to Howard Stern a lot, but I don't even listen to him anymore. So
you know what I do? I set a calendar reminder for a week before my subscription expires, and I call them and tell them I'm canceling every time, like clockwork. And then they say, oh no, stay with us. Here's your discounted rate. And it's like less than half of what they were going to charge me. Mm. Mm-hmm. You just need to threaten to cancel.
I'd rather take that money and get YouTube Premium, because I do watch that a lot now.
I'd
rather have that ad free than get SiriusXM.
Yeah,
personally,
for sure. Yep. Yeah, you need to cancel tomorrow.
No, I'm going to cancel today. Tomorrow. Yes, I'm on it.
All right, we're going to get an update on the next episode.
No hypocrite here.
Also, consider that most retail sites now offer discounts in return for signing up for their mailing list, but be careful with that. You don't want to be getting temptation into your email box just because you signed up for a list for a discount code. So think carefully. It's certainly okay to sign up for the mailing list, and then once you receive that mailing, go to the bottom of that email and hit the unsubscribe button right away.
Definitely.
And then also important to keep in mind, buy off season. So there are always clearance racks for things that you might need, like replacement clothing. School supplies is a big one. You get your best deals after the school term starts. So if you can think through what are the most common things that are needed year over year for school supplies, stock up on those each year after the season ends, and you'll have them for the next year. I know last season there was a shortage of all notebooks in the entire Northeast Wisconsin region because one of the common discount chains, like a Kmart, it was called Shopko, went out of business right before the school year started. And everyone thought they were going to go get these notebooks. And then they were left only with like Walmart as an option, and all the shelves were cleared out. So
wow.
It was a shortage. The weirdest things go on shortage sometimes. 7, put your bonuses to good use. So when you don't have a lot of money, it's tempting to think of bonuses as a reward for living so darn frugally every other day of the year. But instead of doing that, put your next bonus aside until you figure out the highest and best use of the money. So is it putting it towards your baby steps, that snowball? If you're in the baby steps, that should be a no-brainer. That's what you do with it. Should you put it into, I like this term, your Liberty Fund?
What?
Yeah, Liberty Fund. Doesn't that sound great?
What's a Liberty Fund?
I think it's more than that's when you get past your baby steps and you're putting money into your savings. But it's more like, you know how Dave says there's 3 things you can do with money?
What? Yeah.
Once you're at that point, what are those 3 things?
Oh, great. Now you're going to quiz me on it?
You're the certified master coach.
We record this at the end of the day when we're tired.
I know, but you quiz me all the time. So one is to give generously, right?
Oh, yeah. Save.
Save. Give. And then the other one is to have fun.
Have fun with it.
Your Liberty Fund is your have fun fund in my mind.
I love it.
Because you're liberated from all the other requirements of.
Ah, yes.
So it's liberation from financial worry. Is it buying a critical item that you've been putting off, like new tires or an upgraded computer or something that, you want to prevent some kind of downgrade in some unplanned moment? So if you are putting off getting new brakes on your car, or you know your water heater is about to die, that might be a good use of it. But again, make sure you're using that money to dig yourself out of a financial hole rather than digging deeper. Kind of like the tax refund, right? But it's a little bit different because it's your bonus.
Yes.
Set up your savings account. Mm-hmm. I guess I should have started with this first, right?
That's okay.
But now we can emphasize it to wrap things up.
Yeah.
So this is the last tip. Set up the savings account or a savings envelope if you're using the envelope system. Every time you get paid, pay yourself first. Whether it's $10, $100 or more, get into the habit of putting money aside for yourself before you pay any of your bills or anyone else. And that habit will be worth its weight in gold, especially when you have more to save each month or you have these bonuses to add into it. And it becomes a bit addictive, don't you think, Craig?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once you see that balance increasing month over month, it becomes really rewarding to see that. And with the money you saved out of sight, it will reduce your urge to spontaneously overspend on something that doesn't serve you.
There you go.
Yeah. So again, setting yourself up for success, even if you're paycheck to paycheck, there are simple things that you can do. All of this is dependent on you already having a budget in place so that you can work within that plan.
Well, that sounds good, Amanda. That was 8 items you just covered about paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Right, do any of these things, Craig?
I do all of it, of course.
Of course.
And I'm going to call SiriusXM right now.
You're going to call SiriusXM. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Amanda.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
And as always, a quick reminder, check out our website, rockonthemoney.com. We have show notes. All the podcasts are located right there. The website turns into a player. You can play it right on your phone. Plus, there's links there so you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platforms, including Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn. And if you could leave us a review and some star ratings on those platforms, it really, really helps us out a lot. Check out our Facebook group community with over 3,000 people in there. Facebook.com/groups/your401k. And also check out our Facebook page at Rock on the Money. So long, everybody. We really, really do have a lot of gratitude for you listening, sharing, and spreading the word. You guys are great. Amanda and I cannot emphasize how much we appreciate you guys. So long, and we'll see you again next week. Until next time, America. America's Rockland USA.
All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.